Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people or talk to
old people.
It would make us
welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald. I am so happy to be with you today, and I want to thank you in advance for joining me. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 347-324-5730. Again, the phone number is 347-324-5730. And we'd like for you to call in, give us your point of view, share a little, and spend some time with us. As you know, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and again, I am your host, Suze Lynn McDonald. I am coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is simply beautiful. There's a little chill in the air, what we call chill, but it's absolutely beautiful here. The sun is shining, as they say, on both sides of the street. During our time together, I'd like you to do me one favor. I'd like for you to get a cup of coffee, a glass of water, some hot tea, some cold tea, whatever it takes, for you to be relaxed and hang out with me for the next 26 minutes. The title for the show today, just for your knowledge, is When God Says Move, He Means Move Now. No delay. Move. And this is part two of this of a series that we're on right now. We had part one on Monday. And I'd like for you to kind of hang in there with us and really kind of lean in and hear what it is that God is sharing with us, and that even with in our everyday lives, when God says move, man, move. You may not know that it's God, or you might have another name you want to call it, but on your little shoulder, there's this sweet, sweet sound that'll say, go now. Take a moment and say, Lord, is that you? I promise you, he'll answer you. When he says move, some of my tags that I like to share is when God says move, he said, I said move now. That's like a demand. That is an immediate response that should be taken by us. And also on the part where that God says, even the Bible, you know, he said to Lot and his wife and his family, as he told them that they were moving forward, he said, don't look back. And as you all know, if you can remember what happened, the wife looked back, and today, even today, she, as a pillar of salt, is standing in that very place where she looked back. Another thing, he said he wanted to take us into the land of milk and honey. He said, reap now. And I don't know if anybody else is getting that, but for me, I want to just share this with you. Reach up in the air and pull down the land of milk and honey and reaping now. As you move forward, move now. I'm going to go ahead and get started, and I want to say a couple of things to you. It's that, you know, I always like to share whatever happens to me. That way you have something that you don't have to be ashamed for what it is that you're dealing with or what you're going through. But also you get to see that it may be even something I say that's a confirmation to your life. Just recently, there were some things that God told me to actually do, and he told me I'm moving. I'm moving from the place that I am to, into a home, a house, and the house is going to be right here in Vegas. And when he said that, I was a little bit, I wasn't shocked. There was an excitement that dropped into my spirit that I have it even right now. And I started out looking for apartments, condos, you know, that condo is considered a house. And then God said, no, I want you to look for a house. Now, when he tells you to move, and I mean move now, we talked about it before that, you know, favor opens a door that even money can't open. And it'll leave it open until you're in position. And that's also a faith walk for you. And my faith walk right now is what he has told me to go and get. I'm so excited. I don't know. I didn't tell you about other parts. Oh, I forgot. About maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Well, no, I think it was October or November. I had my car. It was making noises. I had a Honda. You hear me say had, so kind of hang on those words. And God said to me, I said, God, I know you gave me this car. I mean, because I got it so miraculously. When he told me to move and go get a car, he told me where to go. I went there. I got the car. I drove off. I didn't question it. Well, that day I was saying, Lord, I know you gave me this car, but there's this knocking, aggravating sound, and there's always this smell of like something burning. Okay, I got the extended warranty. I did everything I was, you know, that you would do or that you think to do. So I actually went ahead and took the car again, and this time the area where they do all of the work on the cars, he was really rude, the manager, and I said, you know, one thing you never do is you never, ever have to be disrespectful. And I said, if you can't be respectful to me, there will be changes. And so I walked away from that, and I looked at everyone there, and I said, remember what I said, changes. Well, the next day I called, and I talked to a friend of mine, and I can't even say her name. Her name is Sandy Wolf. And she said, bring the car here. Bring it where I am, and I want you to bring it, and I'm going to let them actually look at the car for you. And so I got up, I mean, late at night. When I say late at night, I'm talking about maybe, I think it was like 7-ish or maybe a little bit later. And I know it was on a Friday evening. So I get in my car and I take it over. She says, just give me the car, take the car, and I'm going to have them look at it. So leave it right here and come on, go with me for a minute. So I get in the car with her and we're driving along and she says, what do you pay on your payment? And I told her. And she said, how do you like the car that you're in right now? And I said, it's beautiful. I love it. She says, okay, let's go back to the office. And I was like, okay. She said, let's go back to the office and we're going to see what we can do. I'm going to try to get the payment that you have or less. So we go to the office, we do the paperwork. And I mean, I ended up being there till like, I think it was like 9:30 or 10. And here in Las Vegas, you know, things stay open really, really late. And I think they don't close until midnight, especially on a Friday. So I go in with her. We do the paperwork and everything. And she said, you like this car? I said, I love it. We go in, do the paperwork. She comes back to me. She said, so what do you want it to say on your license plate? And I'm like, huh? She said, what do you want it to say on your license plate? And I said, you know what? I want it to say God's favor. No, first I started out and I was like, no, I want it to be like my business name, B&B. Brains and Beauty is the name of my company. And she said, well, you can't do B&B because, you know, Brains and Beauty is too long. Let's see if we can abbreviate it. But everything we looked at was like it would show up and it would not express Brains and Beauty. So then she says, you know what your first words were? God's favor. Let's see what we can come up with. Well, needless to say, I am driving a Mercedes-Benz. I went from a Honda to a Mercedes. My license plate says God favor. And not only that, my payment is lower than the Honda. My insurance went down $115 less. Outside of that, she got me money for my car. So I went ahead and put that down as a down payment to even bring the payment down a little lower. Outside of that, I had an extended warranty on the other car. She had them pay me that money back. So when God says move, he means move right now. And the amazing thing is that in that right now movement that I made, favor superseded me. He gave me the car that I wanted. Not only did he give me the car that I wanted, because the other thing is, in my Honda, I said, I got to have a sunroof, because here on the West Coast, the weather's always so beautiful. Well, my Mercedes has it as well. Outside of that, I get in the car, and she says, I want you to look at two things. I have a 2010 Mercedes. When I got the car, it had 30,100 miles. Which is an impossibility unless you just buy the car just to go possibly to the grocery store and back. And that is exactly what had been happening with this car. The gentleman was an elderly gentleman that takes really good care of his cars, but he's at the age where he doesn't want to drive around a lot. He just wants to drive nicely and one owner. So needless to say, when God says move, move. And I mean move now. You don't. I mean, I have, like, tears coming down my face because I'm, like, shocked and still so in love with God and what he does for me. Because I hadn't asked for anything that day. I just wanted the one I was doing because I was satisfied where he had blessed me. But the difference is he had told me also, he said, this is the place of your birth. I'm born and raised in Las Vegas. He said, I'm going to bless you right here in Vegas before I move you to anywhere else. And if I tell you, when he gave me the Honda, I thought that was my blessing. When he gave me my apartment, I thought that was a blessing. But I see that he's not someone that, God is not someone that you get satisfied and just stay. And when I say that is that you have to keep the spirit of expectation. I had seen the car that I wanted. I'm driving now the car I wanted. And I'm driving the car I wanted because I didn't over-beg. When God says he's going to do something for you, he's just going to do it. You don't have to beg. He also tells me a lot of times, he says, Susie, what is it that you want? And be specific. And if I tell you, as a matter of fact, he had been telling me for 3 months, get a tablet, write down what you want in specifics. And if I tell you, it was the hardest thing to do. Because I can ask for everybody else. I can pray for everybody else. I can stand in the gap for everybody else. I can defend. I mean, I will stand for you. But when it comes to myself, I've never really been able to ask for something for myself. And my reason for that is because I know it always just happens for me. My life has always been just a blessing. It's like a blow. And things happen for me. But right now, and I have a little tears, as I said, I realize I am so special to God that now he has told me to ask for what I want. And I'm doing that. Ask, and it shall be given. Knock at the door, and it shall be open. So right now, even as I'm talking to you and you hear the knock in the back, I'm knocking on the door of my house. And I'm knocking on it because the door is going to be open before we finish this call. I'm going to furnish it the way that I want. It's going to be elegant. God told me to give him a one room. He wants it all white. No shoes are to be worn in it. Everything in there is going to be for prayer. The place that I go and I meet him, get on my face before him. I mean, I really got to get on my face before him. And I tell you, no one that comes in that room, if they can't come in, if their spirit is not right. Not only that, even if their spirit is right, if God doesn't tell me to invite them in, they still can't come in. Knock, and it shall be open. I also, yesterday, I went to the Alzheimer's in the position that I'm in. I'm an advocate for seniors. I also am an advocate for those that are in depression or that are fighting suicide. That's why Hands of Comfort is one of our sponsors. But I went to the Alzheimer's because of our seniors here, and they have vouchers and things for family members that cannot afford to go to this daycare that is amazing that I, you know, that I work through and help them so that the family can feel safe and be able to work or even just have some respite time, meaning some time that they can not be the caregiver. And so I actually went in there business-wise to keep myself and my company in the face of them that I have a favor to walk in the door. As I said, I still have a few tears. And so yesterday, and I'm not going to quote a price because that's, for me, that's not necessary, but there was a piece of art there that was so amazing, and everybody that was sitting in there actually, when I started saying what I saw, one of my daughters-in-law that was the Lord that was with me said, you know, when I looked at that painting, the only thing I saw was a big splat of a bunch of colors. But what I saw was completely different. Well, it was purchased yesterday. God said, buy it now. When God says, move, move now. And I did. I also know that it's not just for a purchase. It was him testing me out of nowhere. And not even testing. He knew I would do it. And I got it. It's mine. My name is on it. But the other part of that is that it was a testament to my daughter in the Lord that was with me. And as we walked out of the door after paying for the having our meeting, paying for the art, and heading back to the car, God said that is 1% of what you will have. And I actually told my daughter in the Lord. And as she jumped up in joy, and the peace that was on me and the joy inside of me, there was a stillness in me because I realized, and again, I'm sorry, but I'm crying because I realized God loves me so much that when he says move and I move, I have a calm, a peace, and a quiet that I can't even begin to explain to you. But again, this painting, I will post it at a later date. The house, God will allow me, maybe, I don't know. The car, I haven't been able to post it, but I'm telling you what it is. Bottom line being, when God says move, please move. Just have a trust and follow him. I'd like to thank our sponsors, which is Hands of Comfort Foundation, a nonprofit organization that deals directly with suicide, trafficking, bullying, whatever is traumatic to you, the loss of a job. It could be the loss of a beautiful pair of earrings that means, so whoever gave it to you, it's important. But if in the event you have a need and you want to call and you want to speak to someone, it'll be me. I'm the first point of contact. And as for now, because I am training others to do it, it's still my baby, and I will always be the first caller or the first contact when you call. The phone number being 702-683-6373. Again, the phone number is 702-683-6373. And it's called Hands of Comfort Foundation. It is a nonprofit. Anyone wanting to make donations or anything like that, you call me, 702-683-6373. We're here for you. I'm here for you. And again, when God says to move, he really means to move now. My co-host was supposed to be on with me today, but they've been in revival, and I realized that this time again was just for you and I, just between us, just between friends. And I say to you again, I'm a spoiled brat to God. And when I say that, because I'm his favorite, I know I'm his favorite. And he reminds me that I'm his favorite. I say to you, God has such a big heart and his arms open so wide that I can be his favorite at the same time as you. Again, I'm a little bit of a brat, so I probably would say I get the favor, the most favor, but bottom line being on that one, your level of where you are with God, and your level of favorite or favorite is really up to you. For me, I have prostrate myself that I am his favorite, and it is favor beyond favor. I want to thank you for joining me today. And again, when God says move, move, move now, don't look back. Go ahead into the land of milk and honey. And the word that God gave is reap now. I want to thank you again for joining me. You were here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. If you'd like to call in, remember you always can. I thank you. Have a great holiday, because when you're off and anytime your day is good, it's a great day for you to be at your best. Remember when God says move, move. And thank you for calling. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.